This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Alhamdulillah, we're doing a juz a day and we've arrived at juz number 28. Allahumma lakal hamd. This juz is referred to as Qad Sami'a, which begins with the very first statements of the juz. Allah has heard the petition of the woman who has come in debate with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the surah begins Surah Al-Mujadala with the ahkam of dhihar, which is of husband treating his wife unfairly. Second, Allah speaks about secretive consultative discussions that isolate other people as being sinful behavior. Allah speaks about the importance of obedience to our parents, obedience to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that there is no closer friendship with people who disband from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or who seek to ridicule Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who seek to harm the believers. That there are two clear parties in life. There is the party of shaitan and the party of Allah ar-Rahman. The next surah is Surah Al-Hashr, which is a beautiful surah. It has many of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In it, it begins around the time of the battle of with some of the tribes that had renegated against the Prophet ﷺ that used to surround Al-Madinah. They had fortified themselves, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their fortifications will not help them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the descent of Allah's revelation. It speaks about the superior qualities of Al-Muhajireen, those who traveled to the Prophet ﷺ and gave up everything to be with him. And the superior qualities of the Ansar, those who received the refugees that came from Mecca and surrounding cities. It also speaks, the surah, about the qualities of the hypocrites, and that they are those who make false commitments, they are those who have a likelihood to the shaitan in terms of their whispering within us doubtful things about God and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that there are people for hellfire and there are people for Jannah, and they cannot be made equal. Allah speaks about some of His characteristics and His divine names and attributes, and of them is that He is al-zahir wal-batin, He is the knower of all things, He's the apparent, He's the unseen, He's the merciful, He's the compassionate, He's the king and the owner of dominion, the holy, the provider of peace, the provider of security, He is the guardian, He is the almighty, He is the dominant, He is the Lord of all creation, He is the creator, He's the initiator, and He is the one who none is like Him. The next surah is Surah Al-Mumtahina, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks as instructions that are given to the believers, men and women, not to make close allies with those who are enemies to you. And Allah gives the example of Ibrahim, that although he had a great fidelity, he disbanded from those who rejected God. Allah speaks about to test the believing women that have come to make hijrah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they will be willing and able to maintain what has been asked of them by Allah. And all of the test is that they must make a vow that they will not associate partners with Allah, will not steal, will not fornicate, will not commit infanticide and kill their children, will not slander, will not disobey Allah and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the surah ends up where Allah says, you won't find anyone who has greater allegiance to Allah and the Messenger than the believers. The next surah, Surah As-Saff, once again, it is about the best actions in the sight of Allah, which is to purify your intention for Allah, to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, to obey the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to not be like those who have harmed Musa, as his companions used to harm him and make so many requests of him and those of Jesus. It speaks about the message of Jesus that he conveyed to humanity, and he foretold of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَنَبِيٍّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ Ahmad. The name of the Prophet Ahmad is mentioned in the Quran. That Allah talks about the best trade that a person can make with Allah, which is that they're willing to give their sacrifice their life and their wealth for that which is right, and for the defense of those who are weak, and for the assistance of the weakest amongst us in humanity. It speaks about the rewards of that trade, that it is Jannah and paradise and happiness in this life, and to be that we are asked to be like those who were the followers, the true followers of Jesus, al-Hawariyin, the disciples. Surah Al-Jumu'ah is one of those beautiful surahs where Allah speaks about the blessing of knowledge and the weight of knowledge. The previous generations, they carried knowledge on their backs, but it's like a donkey carrying books. It doesn't benefit from them. So it asks us to be from those who are pure in insight and in intention, And therefore, then we can begin to access what Allah has revealed. In Surah Al-Jumu'ah is an injunction to be from those who maintain the congregational prayers, to leave off trade and commerce and all distractions, to come and answer that prayer every Friday at the noon hour. And that is what is blessed by Allah. And once that prayer is done, to go back out into the earth and to seek from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next chapter is titled Al-Munafiqun, meaning the hypocrites. And Allah speaks about the incident of Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, who was the chief hypocrite in the city of the Prophet ﷺ. He was of those who lied and gave false oaths. He made he was very attractive in his speech and very attractive in his demeanor and in his wealth and everything around him. And Allah says, don't be confused that a person who appears well, that means inside them their heart is alive and right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns him and those who have a like mindset in the Quran. And then Allah advises the believers to stick to that which is firmness of faith and allegiance to the Messenger Muhammad ﷺ, and to follow the tradition that leads us to paradise. The next surah is Surah At-Taghabun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the day of gain and a day of loss, the day of judgment. And Allah speaks about purity of intention and to be a person who has intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and truthful with Allah, that is the one saving grace for us on the day of judgment. Allah speaks about the creation of man and the stories of those who came from us in the past, before us in the past, as something that we should use in our life and to make it material, as something that we can benefit from in our day to day. Allah speaks about the day of gathering, Yawmul Jama'ah, on the day of gathering, and the Yawmul Taghabun, Dhalika Yawmul Taghabun, at the day when we come back, and it's a day where we find those who have great success from those who have suffered the greatest loss. And those who are lost are those who have treated their wives and their children as enemies in this life by not calling them to good and praying with them and being devout with them and leading to them to that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our children, our wealth, our wives, our spouses, our husbands are a test for us in this life. And if we can pass it within our homes, then we can have security outside it. Allah speaks about the merits of spending in the cause of God and being from those who are willing to bear the burden of society's needs and being able and willing to assist. Second last surah in this juz is Surah At-Talaq. It has many of the verses that relate to divorce and that some of the rituals of it and the ethics of it. And in it, Allah speaks about taqwa. And that's a very intuitive and very insightful, important point. Because one of the greatest things that happens at a time of divorce is that people forget Allah and they begin to act in a callous, hateful manner. So Allah here in this ayah, He says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who fears Allah, Allah will give him an exit from all difficulty. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And give him or her rizq and sustenance from where they did not assume. Allah speaks about the rulings of al-iddah, meaning the period of purity that stays after a moment of divorce so that we can be sure that there's no paternity to result, what is normal of it, and those who do not get their menstruation and those who are pregnant, what are the rules of regulations of divorce in those cases. Allah speaks about providing provision and an alimony that is given for the women who are divorced and of course our children that may happen of it. And Allah speaks about the benefit of taqwa as it is overarching statement in all matters of life. The very last chapter of the Quran of juz number 28 is Surah At-Tahrim, Surah number 66, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's called the prohibition. It's where the Prophet's wives made comments to the Prophet ﷺ that made him make a vow that he had prohibited something lawful for himself just to make them happy upon himself. And Allah says, Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak? Why do you make haram what Allah has made halal for you? Is it to please your women? And instructions to repent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the virtues of repentance. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Repent in a proper way. Then Allah gives the examples of righteous women with their husbands and sinful women with their husbands. The example of the immoral were the wives of Noah and Lut. Imra'ata Lut wa imra'ata Nuh. And the wife of righteousness was the wife of Pharaoh. And therefore, you see, the wives of prophets were led astray, and the wife of a tyrant was led aright. And finally, it ends with the example of Maryam alayhi salam. I hope you'll join me for another daily tafsir. This was a daily juz by juz tafsir, a juz a day for juz number 28. May Allah accept from us. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.